We start by hearing from Llewellyn about Apollo and his son, Phaeton.
The god Apollo is indeed the father of young Phaeton, but the boy's friends tell him he's fibbing. Phaeton is desperate to prove it, and when his father grants him a wish, Phaeton chooses to drive his chariot, the son no less. To his horror, Apollo cannot now withdraw the wish, nor persuade his son otherwise, and soon Phaeton is delighted to be airborne, geeing up the powerful horses that only the god has ever driven before. These powerful creatures are thrilled with their lighter load and pull in all directions. He tries to bring them back to the bit, but they have none of it. It isn't long before the poor lad wishes he wasn't there, wishes he never asked for anything, wishes, oh, Papa, where are you?
Look up. What's happening?
The sun, it's falling.
The boy turns white and drops the reins. The horse is now unchecked.
Oh, it's Phaeton.
Exhilarated.
It's Phaeton driving the sun god's chariot across the sky.
By their new freedom, career off their usual path and plunge down towards earth. In no time, the whole world was ablaze. The Nile, the Danube, the Ganges flee in terror. It's hot everywhere. It's burningly hot. In despair, the great mother, Mother Earth, calls upon Jupiter.
Si placet hoc meruique, quid o tua fulmina cessant summe Deum, viceat periturae viribus ignis, igne perire tuo, clademque auctore levare, vix equidem fauces, aec ipsa in verba resolvo.
Presserat ora vapor.
Tostus en aspice crines, inque oculis tantum super ora favillae. Osne mihi fructus, unc fertilitatis honorem officiique refers, quod adunci vulnera aratri rastrorumque fero, totoque exerceo anno, quod pecori frondes, alimentaque mitia fruges humano generi, vobis quoque tura ministro? Sed tamen exitium fac me meruisse, quid undae? Quid meruit frater, cur illi tradita sorte aequora decrescunt, et ab aetere longius absunt? Quod si nec fratris, nec te mea gratia tangit, ad caeli miserere tui? Circum spice utrumque, fumat uterque polus, quos si viti avarit ignis atria vestra ruent?
Jupiter flings a thunderbolt at poor Phaeton, who's hurled from the chariot and from life itself. His mother and sisters grieve so much that the girls turn into poplar trees and their tears to amber. Apollo too is distraught and for some days refuses to take his chariot to the sky, leaving the world in darkness.
Thank you.
Many years and many stories later, the city of Thebes has a king called Pentheus. And to this land comes his own cousin, Bacchus, a god no less, and all the people...
Oh, shut up! What nonsense!
Sire, my lord Pentheus, we must celebrate the new god.
Who says so?
Tiresias. He's here, my lord. He cannot see you. He's blind.
Oh, God. I can see him, more's the pity. I say, can't you flog your drivel somewhere else? Hey, blind man, take your stick and stumble off to wherever you came from. Do get him out of here, someone.
Ille moens albentia tempora canis.
Quam felix esses? Si tu quoque luminis huius orbus
aet
fieres, ne bacchica sacra videres. Namque dies aderit, quam non procul auguror esse, qua novus huc veniat proles semeleia. Liben!
Liben! Liben! Liben! Liben!
How ridiculous! Can't you see through a conjurer's trick? Have you lost your reason? Those women, they're hysterical. I'll stop their drunken raves if it's the last thing I do.
Come, let us escape the city and follow the new rites.
Si fata vetabant stare diu tebas, utinam tormenta virique moenia diruerent, ferrumque inisque sonarent, essemus miseris sine crimine sorsque querenda, non celanda foret lacrimaeque pudore carerent. At nunca puero tebae capientur inermi, quem neque bella juvant, nec tela, nec usus equorum, sed madidus murra crinis, molesque coronae, purpuraque et pictis in textum vestibus aurum.
People of Thebes, follow us!
Praise the new god! Hey guards, where do you think you're going?
Oh, I'm sorry, sire. We were joining the party.
Pentea terrebit cum totis ad duena tebis, ite kitty.
Famuli soc imperat.
Ite ducemque atraite huc vinctum, iussis mora senis abesto.
So have I seen rivers swollen with rain, and people seeking to control the rush of water and protect themselves from the rampaging current, only for the flow to burst fiercely about them.
We found this fellow, sire.
Ah, let's see what he has to say for himself.
I'm just a simple fisherman, sire, who learned the art of sailing and once skippered a boat with more than 20 sailors. We lost our course one day and found ourselves on Chios. And there, on the shore, a boy, strange he was, sleepy, stumbling along, tipsy even. His face, his clothes, a god's I knew then. I said to the men, let's pray.
Yeah, right, let's pray. Thank the gods indeed. This lad'll fetch a pretty price at market.
No!
Where would you like us to take you today, sir?
The boy said, Naxos. But the men thrust me aside and sailed the other way. And then the ship just stopped. As if on dry land. Across the deck and up the mast grew vines and ivy from nowhere. The men, all of them, within seconds leapt overboard, barely recognizable, for we changed them into creatures of the sea. Only I was left aboard, standing helpless before the god. But he gave me courage and bid me sail to Naxos, where on arrival I joined his followers. Yo, Bacchus, yo!
Tribuimus longis.
Penteus.
Ambagibus aures.
Inquit.
Ut ira mora vires absumere posset. Precipitem, famuli. Rapite hunc cruciataque diris corpora tormentis stygiae demittite nocti.
So they dragged him off to a dungeon.
Look!
Dum crudeli agussae instrumenta necis, ferrum quigniesque parantur, sponte sua patuisse fores, lapsas quella certis sponte sua famast, nullo soluente catenas.
Pentheus was now entranced by the power of this god. He couldn't resist going himself to watch the revelries.
Hic oculis illum cernentem sacra profanis prima videt, primast insano conceta cursu, prima suum misso violavit penteat hirsu, mater.
Et oh, geminae!
Clamavit.
Ad estis horrores, ille aper in nostris errat qui maximus agris, ille mihi feriendus aper.
Ruit omnis in unum turba fures, cunctae coiunt fremituque secuntur, iam trepidum, iam verba minus violenta loquentem, iam se damnantem, iam se peccasse patentem. Saucius ille tamen
per opem mater tera
dixit.
Autonoes moveant animus actaionis umbrae.
Illa quis actaion nescit, dextramque precantis abstulit. Inno lacaratast altra raptu. Non habet in felix quae matri brachia tendat. Trunca sed ostendens de reptis vulnera membris.
Aspice mater!
Ait, visis ululavit agave. Collaque iactavit, movitque per aera crinem, avulsumque caput digitis, complexa cruentis, clamat.
Io comites, opus hoc victoria nostra!
The Thebans needed no further warning and rushed to the altars. They burn incense and bow down before his shrine, except one household where live the daughters of Minyas.
Most Theban women dress themselves in animal skins, loosen their hair and wear garlands upon their heads. Even serving girls were released from their chores. Each took in their hands a thyrsus, a stick wrapped with shoots from a vine. A priest led the rites with a warning not to ignore the call. And out they all come, calling upon Bacchus.
Oh, Liebe! Gloria! Iacus!
The daughters of Minyas stayed at home.
Solae minuei desintus im tempestiva turbantes festa minerva. Aut ducunt lanas, aut stamina pollica versant, aut aerent telae, famulasque laboribus urgent.
Why should we attend this phony festival? Pallas is our inspiration. We'll stay at our looms.
Let's lighten our work by sharing stories.
Good idea. My story is of a boy and girl who lived next door to each other in the city of Babylon. He, a handsome youth, and she, a most beautiful girl. They were much in love, but each forbidden to see the other.
Oh, poor things.
Nutu singis queloquuntur. Quoque magis tegetur, tectus magis aestu ad ignis. Fissus erat tenui rima, quam dux erat olim cum fieret, paries domui communis utruc. quaeque. Id vitium nulli per saecula longa notatum.
Quid non sentit amor?
Invide.
Dicebant.
Paries. Quid amantibus obstas? Quant erat cineres toto nos corpore jungi, aut hoc sinimiumst vel ad oscula danda pateres.
Nec sumos ingrati, tibi nos debere fatemur, quod datus es verbis ad amicas transitus aures.
Together they decide to run away. There was a tomb they knew where they'd meet in the shade of a tree, a tall mulberry. Thisbe reached it first. Close to the tree was a spring, and look, a lioness, thirsting from a kill, ambles towards the water. Thisbe, petrified, drops her cloak and flees into a cavern. Next, the lioness comes upon the cloak, rips it with her bloody claws before slouching off. A few moments later, Pyramus reaches the tree and sees the robe smeared with blood. The poor boy thinks the worst.
Una, duos.
Inquit.
Nox perdat amantes. E quibus illa fuit longa dignissima vita. Nostra nocens animast. Ego te miseranda peremi. In loca plena metus. Qui iussi nocte venires, nec prior huc veni. Nostrum divellite corpus et scelerata ferro consumita viscere morsu, o qui cumque sub hac habitatis rupe leones. Sed timidi stoptare necem.
Ve laminatispes tollit et ad pactae secum fert arboris umbram. Ut quid edit notae lacrimas, edit oscula vesti.
Accipe nunc.
Inquit.
Nostri quoque sanguinis austus.
Quo querat accinctus de misit in ilia ferru. Ec mora ferventi moriens, e vulnere traxit.
His blood splashes the mulberry tree.
Ut jacuit resupinus homo, cruor emicat alte, non aliter quam cum vitiato fistula plumbo, scinditur et tenui stridente foramine longas, e iaculator aquas atque ictibus aera rumpi.
Arborei fetus aspergine caedis in atram vertuntur faciem, ma de factaque sanguine radix purpureu tingit pendentia mora colore.
Why?
And now poor Thisbe ventures out of the cavern and sees Pyramus writhing on the ground.
Oh!
Sed postquam remorata, suos cognovit amores, percutit indignos claro plangore lacertos, et laniata comas amplexaque corpus amatum vulnera supplevit lacrimis, fletumque cruori miscuit, et gelidis in vultibus oscula figens.
Pura me!
Clamavit.
Quis te mihi casus ademit? Pura me! Responde, tu a te, carissime, Thisbe nominat, exaudi, vultus queat tolia gentes.
Ad nomen Thisbes, oculos iam morte gravatos pyramus ei rexit, visa que recondidit illa, quae postquam vestemque suam cognovit, et ense vidit ebur vacuum,
tua Dei manus.
Inquit.
Amor qui perdidit in felix. Est et mihi fortis in unum hoc manus. Estet amor, dabet hic in vulnina viris. Per sequa extinctum, letique meserrima dicar, causa comesque tui, quique ame morte vivelli. Heu sola poteris nec morte vivelli, hoc tamen amborum verbis estote rigati. O multum miseri meus, iliusque parentes, ut quos certus amor, quos ora novissima junxit, componi tumalo non inwideatis eodem.
She pleads for the fruit of the tree to keep its dark colour in memory of their dying, and then falls on Pyramus's sword.
Ei, hell!
Dixit. Et aptato pectus mucrone subimum incubuit ferro, quodat huc a caedet epebat. Vota tamen tetigere, Deos, tetigere, parentes, nam color impomost, ubi permaturuit ater. Quodque rogis superest una requiescit in urna.
Love can be so sad.
The daughters of Minyas share one or two more stories. They're still sitting stubbornly at their looms when darkness falls.
What was that?
A rattling of timbrels, a waft of saffron and myrrh, and before their eyes, their cloth springs shoots of ivy and vines.
The whole house shakes, their lamps flare up. The sisters, now truly afraid, seek hiding places in the dark, in shadows.
They flit away, not as they were, but as bats.
Our final tale tonight is of another couple, much older than Pyramus and Thisbe, but equally fond of each other, a rare thing in this poem. Old Baucis and Philemon live in a little house, some way up a rather steep hill. One day, two strangers pass through the area in need of a place to rest. They called at many, many houses, but each time they were rejected.
Yes?
Good day to you. We are weary travellers. We wondered whether you might have a place for us to rest.
You what?
Who is it, love?
There are people here. They want a place to rest. Is
what?
It?
What? In our house?
Yes, I think so.
Are they, from round here?
No. They sound a bit different.
Then tell them to clear off.
No, we have more than enough today. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
And this was the reception they received throughout the district. All the residents closed their doors, except this one aging couple. Now, Baucis and Philemon didn't know this, but their visitors were gods. Jupiter and Mercury, in disguise.
Jupiter, uc specie mortali, cumque parente venit Atlantiades, positis caducifer alis. Mille domos adiere locum requiemque petentes. Mille domos clausere serrae.
Tamen una recepit. Barva quidem, stipulis et canna tecta palustri. Sed pia Baucis annus, pari liqua etate Philemon, illa sunt annis juncti juvenalibus, illa consenuere casa. Pauperta temque facendo efecere levem, nec iniqua mente ferendo,
Nec refert dominos illi famulos nor requiras. Tota domus duo sunt, idem parentque jubentque.
Borgis and Philemon quickly make their guests feel welcome.
Ergobi, caeliculae, parvos tetigere penates, summis oque humiles, intrarunt vertice postes, membra sen exposito iusit relevare sediri. Qui supriniei cit textum rude sedula baucis, inque foco tepidum cinerem dimovit, et igne suscitat sternus, foliis quet cortice sicco nutrit. Et ad flammas anima producit anili. Multifidasque faces ramaliaque arida tecto detulit et minuit, parvo quad movit aeno. Quodque suus coniux riguo collegerat horto truncat ollus foliis. Furca levat ille bicorni sordida terga suis, nigro pendentia tigno. Serva toque diu resecat de tergore partem exiguam. Sectamque domat, ferventibus undis.
Borgis lays the table while her old husband fixes one of its legs. They put before the gods some olives, pickled berries, cheese, radishes, endives, baked eggs, all in earthenware pots, and wine of no vintage, in beechwood cups lined with wax, and figs, nuts, plums, baskets of sweetly scented apples, purple grapes straight from the vine, and honey. And the gods set to with appetite and goodwill. Then, miraculously, the plates and cups are replenished.
In terrea, totiens haustum cratera repleri sponte sua, per seque vident sucrescere vina. Attoniti novitate pauent, manibusque supinis concipiunt baucisque preces timidusque pilemor, et veniam dapibus nullisque paratibus orant. Unicus ansererat, minimae custodia villae, quem dis hospitibus domini mactare parabant.
Come here, old bird. Forgive me, friends. Be a good bird now. Don't dilly-dally.
Wait, wait!
Oh, careful, dear. It's... Oh, I nearly got it.
I don't think I can go fast enough.
Of course we can. Oh, by Hercules, we'll have to. We'll have to.
Enough. Enough. Let the bird live.
Ille celer penna tardos aetate fatigat, eludit diu tandemque est, visus ad bipto ipsos confugisset eos. Superi vetuere necari.
Di.
Que.
Sumus. Meritasque luet vicinia poenas impia.
Dixerunt.
Vobis immunibus huis esse mali dabitur, modo vestra relinquite tecta ac nostros comitate gradus, et in ardua montis ite simul.
Parent ambo baculisque levati, nituntur longo vestigia ponere clivo.
The two were not gone long, when as if from nowhere, a huge tidal wave engulfs the neighbourhood in water. Only their cottage alone of all the houses is visible above this flood.
Quae ea mirantur, dum deflent fata suorum, illa vetus Domini setiam casa parva duobus, vertitur in templo. Furcas subiere columnae, stramina flavescunt, auratae tecta videntur, caelataeque fores ad opertaque marmore tellus.
The gods ask the old couple their wishes.
Esse sacerdotes, de lubraque vestra tueri poscimus, et quoniam concordes segimus annos, auferat hora duo seade, nec coniugis unquam busta meae vidiam, neu sim tumulandus ab illa.
Vota fides sequitur. Templi tutela fuere, donec vita datas. Anni aevoque soluti, ante gradus sacros cum starent forte, locique narrarent casus, frondere Pilemona baucis. Baucida conspexit, senior, frondere Pilemon. Iamque super geminos crescente cacumena ultus, mutua dum liquit redebant dicta.
Ale.
Que?
Oh, coniunt!
Dixere simul, simul abdita texit ora frutex.
And so they turn into trees.